If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
Arya, I have a bad feeling about this. I've heard stories of people getting lost and not coming back because they follow a beautiful enchantress to certain danger.
I opened my eyes and had no idea where I was. The room was dark and small and so quiet. Looking down, I saw I'd been sleeping on a familiar orange couch when suddenly it all came back to me. Oh, right, I'm at Arya's house. I dropped by last night, and we ended up in his ma's office looking through her old books, trying to learn more about Parshuram, the Axeman. Why Arya felt this scary guy was the anarchist he should follow was beyond me. I sat up to put on my sneakers. This was the first real sleep I'd had since Todd died, and I wanted to check on Arya. It'd been a tough couple of days for both of us. Arya? You awake? Arya? I opened his door and saw the bed hadn't even been slept in. He must still be reading or meditating. He said he wanted to clear his head. Maybe he fell asleep in the chair. At least, I prayed that's where he was. I tiptoed past the master bedroom on my way to the office. And except for his soft snoring and the sound of the clock in the hallway, the house was so quiet, so strangely quiet, like weird quiet. My stomach did a flip-flop and I felt a shiver run through my body as I walked up the attic stairs. Now at the office, I took a deep breath and knocked on the closed door. Arya, are you there? Arya? No answer. My hand shook as I turned the doorknob, and oh my god, total relief. Arya was sitting there deep in meditation, or maybe asleep, his eyes closed, his breath shallow and calm, with the most beautiful, soft smile on his face. I hadn't seen him like that in a long time. I loved seeing my old friend looking so relaxed and peaceful. Should I wake him up or let him sleep a while? But before I could decide, there was a loud pounding at the door downstairs. Arya didn't even flinch, so I ran down to check it out. But no one was there. Arya's paw had woken up as well and ran up behind me.
What was that? Did you see anyone?
No, I just heard the knock and came running. Arya's meditating upstairs.
Wait. Look there. That box.
At the bottom of the front steps, there was a small wooden crate, no bigger than a shoebox. Pa went and retrieved it and brought it back up to me. My face immediately fell into terror. It had the same black lotus seal as the letter. I slowly opened it and it fell out of my hands. Inside was a single dead crow. I'd had enough. Arya! Arya! I sprinted up the stairs, leaving Pa behind. Arya was still meditating, deep in his thoughts and unmoving. Arya, I need your help. Okay, we need to work together to figure this out. We need to be together. Suddenly, I began to feel like I was being picked up by a raging wind. I was swirled around and the whole room went dark. It took minutes as I was tossed around in this darkness before I landed in a small dark space that was so humid I could barely breathe. I heard the constant, rhythmic dripping of something from my left. And from my right, the putrid smell of rotting fruit and the sound of a million crickets. I tried to take a deep, calming breath and not let myself panic, but it didn't work. So I closed my eyes and prayed. Please, Arya, please, 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 come find me.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
Some magnetic attraction pulled me into a sort of hypnotic state as I blindly followed her into a dark cave. What was that?
Come on, Arya.
Mo, where are you? This isn't funny.
Spoken Lair.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.